The Mountain West is seeing more snow than it has in years, which means more powder-hungry skiers and snowmobilers are heading for the backcountry. But that also means risking an avalanche. And there have already been several deadly avalanches this winter alone. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
It's a sunny bluebird day in the foothills of the Wyoming Range in western Wyoming, one of the more popular trailheads in the area for snowmobilers. Sublette County's Tip Top Search and Rescue is hosting a public avalanche awareness class on this brisk morning. John Cochever is leading the class. He's a cheerful, tall guy with a contagious laugh. A small group of bundled-up skiers and snow machiners gather around.
We have struggled in the past with not getting very many people, and then there was the accident.
The accident was about 5 years ago. A local man died in an avalanche not far from this trailhead.
I think it really raised awareness in the communities about the hazards that can be in the hills and actually close to the trail. You hear a lot of people talk about, oh, it's safe, it's right next to the trail. Well, it isn't always.
And this year, avalanche conditions have been pretty variable. That cold spell in December, where it was 20 below and even colder for days on end, created a weak layer in the snow. And the wind didn't help. Weak layers are what can make snow unstable and can lead to avalanches. But there is good news. Gabrielle Antonoli with the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center says all the new snow is helping.
That layer is sort of just getting buried deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's good because we have a lower likelihood of triggering it.
But Antonoli says that doesn't mean the weak layer completely disappears either.
The likelihood is lowering of triggering it, but the consequence of triggering it is quite high. Because if we do, it's a really big avalanche.
She says last year, avalanche conditions were relatively low in the western U.S. There just wasn't much snow to begin with, and so the sun was out a lot, sort of baking the snow and making it super solid, not so unstable. But this year, Antonoli expects that the weaker layers of snow are here to stay till spring. So backcountry users need to be prepared and careful. Six guys in the class are shoveling through an 8-foot-tall snowbank that's almost as hard as cement. Cochever says it's what it might feel like digging for someone who's buried by an avalanche.
Dig this snow to me! Dig this snow to me! Come on, Ron! Come on, we're digging for your life! Dig this snow to me! Come on, Ron! Now, somebody right here, move this pile!
Yeah. One guy does the initial shoveling, and the rest move that snow away. As they get tired, they rotate.
Keep on digging, guys. Keep on digging. You're young, you're strong.
After about 10 minutes, the group gets to the buried object. Cochever says a buried person has about 15 minutes for a 90% chance of survival. That's as long as the trauma of the avalanche didn't kill them first. Justin Wilkins is a snowmobiler from Sweetwater County. The group he is in is practicing using their beacons. They're a GPS device that can help locate someone who's buried. But that's if everyone has one. The beacons sound kind of like a robot. Wilkins says he tries to practice his avalanche rescue skills every year.
I mean, it automatically just heightens your awareness and kind of gives you that adrenaline that you're trying to kind of work against. And I don't know, just if it's your buddy out there, obviously, then you're even more so just on tilt and your blood pressure's up.
This winter, there's been 6 avalanche-caused deaths in the U.S., all in the Rocky Mountain West. And with the snow this year, people will likely still be going out into the snowy backcountry even through May. Last season saw 17 fatalities in the country. The local search and rescue does respond to many avalanche calls, and Cochever says almost every member has responded to a fatal accident involving someone they knew.
So we don't want to be finding any of you out there. It's not good. It's hard on us also. So, like I say, we're not trying to scare you off. We're just trying to give you some information.
And with that, he has the group keep on practicing for a couple more hours, all in hopes of never having to use these skills in a real-life scenario. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.